Welcome to the 90 Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. We're talking this week about becoming a great storyteller. And we touched on Monday on the fact that the benefits of storytelling and the fact that storytelling is really an underrated skill. And yesterday we got into the idea of storytelling in business and how great storytellers can really help drive their business because they have the ability to generate interest in their product or their service through the stories that they tell. Today I want to talk about the fact that anybody, and I mean anybody, can become a good storyteller. Now, I talked earlier in the week about my friend Randy, who was just born with that gift of being a great storyteller. And for me, I never had that ability. I mean, growing up, I would tell stories and things would be out of sequence. My endings would fall flat. I wasn't really that interesting to listen to. And at one point in my life, and this is close to 25 years ago, I was taking on a very high-profile sales role. And I had a mentor. And that mentor sat me down. And he told me that in order to be truly successful in what I was doing, I had to master the art of storytelling. So I really worked hard to develop the skill. I did. And what I did was I focused on my structure. I went in and I would practice my delivery. And I honed the skill of distilling good content. And I realized that maybe I couldn't be a great off-the-cuff storyteller right away, although I think I may have developed that skill over time. But at the very least, if I could prepare in advance for a story that I was going to tell, I could make it work. Because now I had the opportunity to go through it, to make sure that I was in the order I wanted to be in. And if I was delivering a formal presentation, I could even use notes to ensure that I stayed in the order that I wanted to be in. So I could do all that. And then if I practiced it over and over again, well, automatically that would help me remember it. I would get better at it. I would emphasize certain parts of the story that I thought that would help bring it to life. And all of a sudden, this thing started to take on a life of its own. Right? The stories didn't fall flat because now I had the opportunity to actually think them through and practice them before I said them out loud. And I went from being really a very poor storyteller to getting pretty good at it. And that was just the beginning. And then I continued to build on that skill. And eventually, you learn it, you get there, you get better, and it moves on from there. But the key is figuring out what stories you want to tell and practicing those stories. And it may sound weird if you're going to do this in a social setting and it's not a business setting, but you know what? That's okay. You know, find some alone time when you're driving down the street and practice your stories out loud. You know, the beauty of it right now, if you're driving and you're talking to yourself, years ago, people thought you were crazy. Now, everybody's hands-free in their car. They just think you're on the phone talking to someone. So why not use that time behind the wheel of the car to practice those stories that you have? Everybody should have a few good stories up their sleeve. Why not have a few of your own if you're not there yet? And in order to hone those skills and to get better at it, all it takes is some practice. If you're not listening to the 90 Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe. You can do it on iTunes or on Stitcher. It's always good to have that coach to keep you moving towards your desires. And I just ask you for that opportunity. Come here each day and let me be that person for you. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. We're going to continue our discussion on becoming a great storyteller, and I'm going to give you more specifics on how to get there. But the point I made today is that anybody can become a good storyteller, and practice is the first step. Think about what you want to talk about ahead of time and just rehearse it. That simple. If you want to go deeper on this topic, go to my website at joelbrookman.com and just take the opportunity to sign up for the weekly discussion.